Okay, Yosef, Viral, this is Yosef, okay? So you start tomorrow, okay? 9 o'clock. It's hot in here, no? Whoa.
It'll make us even hotter, though.
All right, I hope everyone had a good shower. This is good to have everybody there. You missed Yossi. We sang, though, and you show them for you.
Yeah, I started that.
Oh, unbelievable. Awful.
I was thinking about you, Yossi.
Okay. Did anyone connect with the... yeah, you guys are cool little middle, you know. Here, you take the marmakindness. Anyone did with Yossi, take the marmakindness. Okay. Anyone have Gemara? Good. Is it 11:30 yet? Yeah. Okay, let's begin, guys. We got to begin. Yeah. Let's begin. Okay. So I wanted to see a sugya today. It actually was the Daf Yomi yesterday on Shabbos, but it's a sugya that's found in Ksubas that we really never had a chance to look at inside, and it's a hard Gemara. But we're learning Ksubas, so I wanted to see it because tomorrow we're going to start Gir Katan Bluneder, okay, on Yud Aleph and Mud Aleph. So I wanted to take today to try to do this, okay. So let's start from the bottom. I didn't give it to you, but let's start from, you really have to do it to understand it. Let's start from Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph Rav Shisha, okay? Let me introduce you to the following. There is a klal, and that's what the beginning of Eilat Aris discusses. There is a klal that is called Kimlei V'Derabimine, okay? The phrase actually appears... I am Lamed Gimel on the base. It means that if a guy does an action which obligates him in two punishments, we never give the guy two punishments. We only give him the more severe one. That's what Kimlei B'Derabimine. We get the more severe one, Halach L'Maisa, and therefore the other one goes away. Okay? That's the phrase called Kimlei B'Derabimine. We take the what? We take the lesser one and we subsume it under the bigger one. Okay? The truth is, let's just say it now, Rav Ronswag Shlita, Rav Agon Ronswag Shlita many times, I heard him in Shir, basically could give three possibilities in Lomdus how that works. So I want to say that over, just in the beginning of Shir. There's a Ramban in the beginning of Makos that says it's a din in Bezdin. Din be Bezdin. What I mean by that is that Bezdin doesn't have the right to punish a man two punishments for one act that he did. It's just not fair. You know, we're not looking to hurt people. Beis Din has to keep society running properly, but this din is a halach in Beis Din. It's a din in Beis Din, shebeis din, lo yachol la'anosh, shnei onshin. It's like too much already. Shnei onshin, what? L'maisa echem. It's just too much, and therefore, you view this halacha. Now, that's not the simplest meaning of the phrase, but conceptually, you could say that's the hesber. The other hesber, the other two hesber that he gave, and you can find these three approaches in Rishonim. The first one, the Rabban, the other two, you can find in Rishonim, and that's what we would have found. We didn't do Eilat Aris, we did the first pair. But that's what we would have found a lot of Mara Makaymas in Rishonim that say other two approaches. The other approach is what we call Bichlal Masayim Mana, meaning that if you owe a guy $200, including owing a guy $200, is you owe him $100, okay? Just by higher mathematics. If I owe someone $200, I owe him $100 as well. So on an esoteric level, when you give a guy a more severe punishment like Misa or Malchus, we view out Pidin that also he shelled out cash. Even though he didn't physically, and he didn't mitzias-wise, facts-wise, but we treated out Pidin if he was given a double whammy. Okay? That's what the second approach is, Bichlal Masayim Mana. That actually fits the words better. Kimlei B'Derabimine. In other words, let the lesser one be subsumed under the bigger one, the more severe one. Okay? Even though, as I'm saying, factually, I didn't shell out cash, but we view as if out Pidin, he did shell it out. That's the second approach. That's what is Bichlal Masayim Mana. And the third approach is as follows. And that is that Nisa, or the more severe one, I'll say Dash Malkus, is Mafkia the Mumma. So the basic scenarios that you have is you have Misa and Mumma. Misa does not allow the Chi of Mumma to get off the ground. It is so intimidating. It is so powerful. It's like, well, have the level of dos. Gav, are you with me? You getting this down? In the computer? Let's get it down in the computer. Meaning that what? It's like, well, have the level of dos. You know, you won't have a little guy, a guard, come near what? A towering seven-footer. You know, he's not going to come near the basket, right? He's intimidated. Won't even try, won't dare to come into the lane because he's going to get it rejected. So in the same vein, Misa is so intimidating, or Malkus is so intimidating that the Chi of Mumma doesn't get off the ground, right? This guy from Kentucky, right, who's in the New Orleans. Is he supposed to be like that? What's his name? Yeah, the guy who just got hurt. Correct, got hurt. Didn't he get hurt?
Yeah.
Okay, he's huge, right? People are scared of him, right? Right? People won't even come in the lane. So in the Havdol El Havdol, it's the same thing, Lamaisa. When it comes to what? When it comes to Misa or Malkus, you don't. It's so intimidating, it's so strong, the Chi of Mumma doesn't even get off the ground. Okay? And therefore, that's what we talk about Kimlei B'Darabimimei. So those are three distinct approaches. Now, I'm going to give you a marker that really shows the third approach. There's a concept called Tana Debei Chizkiya. Tana Debei Chizkiya has a shita, I think it's on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, or Lamed Dal Amid Aleph, that says Misa Shogigin.
It's in Pesachim.
It's also it's in Ksubis. It's in Ksubis by us. Lamed Dal. It's Lamed Dal. Misa Shogigin are Potrin Mun. Meaning to say, let's say you turn a light on Shabbos, God forbid, by accident. But while I'm doing that, I rip someone's shirt in the same act. So I'm a chayiv a chatas because I was machal Shabbos b'shogeg. So since I'm chayiv chatas, what's the halacha? The halacha is I did it b'shogeg. So the din is that what I would have been what? The din is I would have been halacha l'maisa chayiv nisa if I did it b'mezid. But since there's a shame nisa there, even though I did it b'shogeg chayiv chatas, if I would have done it b'mezid, I would have been chayiv skila. It potters you from the mumma. You follow me? That shows this third approach, because the bottom line is you don't get Misa, no? All you did is get a chattas. So why should that potter the cash for me ripping the guy's shirt? Because the shame Misa is so intimidating, even if you don't get the Misa. But theoretically, if I would have done it amazing, it would have pottered me. You follow what I mean? That marker really shows the third approach. That the shame Misa is mafkia the moment. The shame Misa, even in the case of shogeg, potters the moment. Because you're not even going to get the Misa. That's the Chiddush L'maisa of Tana Debei Chizkiya. And then there's a famous shita of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, who's a Tana, that says, Kares Pater's Mamon. Let's say, Chi of Kares, if you eat Chalev, or Chai of Kares. While I'm eating Chalev, I rip a guy's shirt. Or I eat his Chalev. Let's say I steal his Chalev. So I'm Chai of Mamon and Kares at the same time. Does Karis pop you from Mamon? Rabbi Chanun ben Akana said yes. So what about a Chi of Misa ben Eshamai, which is lower than Karis? That's a machloikis Abaye and Rava within Rabbi Chanun ben Akana. So we just went over a lot of obviously you got to see it inside, but as an overview of Kimlei ben Rabbimin, we just said that over. Okay, you might want to write that sheet down, Rabbi Chanun ben Akana. We didn't write it down. Just Stam, Karis, Poter Mamon, according to what? Reb Nechuna ben Hakana. That's the Tana Reb Nechuna ben Hakana holds like this. And within Reb Nechuna ben Hakaya, does Chi of Misa ben Shemai, which is a lower punishment, Taisus says in the beginning of Moed Katan and Yavamis, actually the beginning of Yavamis, Chi of Karas could be a guy dies before he's 60, Chi of Misa ben Shemai could be a guy dies before. Chi of Misa ben Shemai might be 60, Karis is 50. They're different shittas. Karis is more severe than a Chi of Misa ben Shemai. Where's an example of Chi of Misa ben Shemai? If a Zar eats Truma. If a Zar eats Truma, he's Chi of Misa ben Shemai. So the din is, Machlokis Rav and Abaye, is there a din Chi of Misa? Machlokis Abaye Rava, does a Chi of Misa ben Shemayim pater you from what? Chi of Misa ben Shemayim. Does that pot to you, poter, mamon, or not? Poter, mamon, or lo. You follow me? That's a machlokes. So these are the three different approaches. You got me? To Kimlei B'Darabimimei. Okay? Now, that means the more severe one. Nisa should pater mamon, Malka should pater mamon, Kar is pater's mamon, Chiv Nisa, Shemamach is Rav and Abai. Okay. There are two exceptions to the rule. Classically, if you have a mamon and Malkus, which one should you get? Mamon and Malkus, which one should you get? Malkus more severe. Malkus is a semi-misa. Where's the Makor and Shas? Let's get it down. Sanhedrin, Yudam, and Alf. Malkus, Bamakam, Miso, Medis. We'll learn that next year, Bez Hashem, the beginning of Sanhedrin. How many Dayanim do you need for Malkus? 3 or 23. Machlikas Tanoim, the beginning of Sanhedrin. And Dapezim and Aleph. What's the Svara that you need 23? We pass like Chum, all you need is 3. What's the Svara you need 23? So the Gemara has a two, a Machlikas Bai, Rav, and Sanhedrin, Yudam, and Aleph. The Makor is, one of the Makors is Malkus B'Makam Miso Medes. It's like a fifth Mises based in Malkus. It's big stuff when you get flogged. It's like a fifth Mises based. You want to know by fifth? Skila Srefa Herik Vechenek, there are 4. But Malkus might be like this B'Makam Miso. That's what Abaya said. I think it's Abaya. And therefore, Hala, or Abaya or Rav, I don't remember who says what, but that's to legitimatize the Svara that what? That you need 23. We don't paskin like that, Shita. But I'm just giving you this a marker. Malkus is big stuff. Okay? So Malkus always you'll get instead of Mamon. There are two exceptions to that rule. The Gemara says in Ksubis Alam Adala. And the Gemara coins the phrase Beferish Ribsa Torah. The Torah explicitly elucidated that in two categories you get the Mamon and not the Malkus. Mamon, below, lucky. You don't get Malkus. Lucky means Malkus. Mamon v'lo lucky. Oh, but isn't that the less one? Two exceptions. Eidim zomimim and chovo b'chaveru. We're going to focus today on the marker for chovo b'chaveru. Eidim zomimim, when you lie in court, that's a lav. You're chayav Malkus for that. Even though it's a lav shem amayis, the Gemara says this is special din. The dibor is considered your chayav Malkus. You lied in court. Two Eidim said that Reuven, right? Two Eidim said that Reuven owed Shimon money, borrowed money at 11 a.m. in Manhattan on Sunday morning. The two other Eidim said you were with us in L.A. at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning, right? 3 hours behind in L.A. How could you do such a thing? We give back to them what they wanted to give us. But they did two things. They owe $100 and they also lied. Mamon and Malkus. You get Mamon. That's the din. It's an exception to the rule of Kimlei Bidarabimine. Eidim Zomim. That's number one. And number two, you got it, Ellie? Number two, Chovo B'Chaveru. When you punch someone, God forbid, when you punch someone, it's a horrible thing hitting someone. What does that engender? That engenders a lav, Pen Yosef, you bruise the guy. You're chayav Malkus for that with Eidim and Asra, and you also cause damages, you got to pay for that. Chamisha Dvarim, Nezik, Tzar, Ripui, Shevis, Aboshis, if it's applicable. Nezik is the damage, Tzar is the pain, Ripui are the medical bills, Bosh is the humiliation, right? And what is Shevis, the unemployment compensation? Right? Nezik, Tzar, Ripui, Shevis, Aboshis. Okay? And Pagam, I'm missing one, right? The same thing, Pagam, same as Boshes. Those are the 5 things. So every time you hit a guy, you got both. Which one do you give him? Give him the more severe. Kim Levit Rabnin. No, Beferu Shripsa Tayyar. Special exception. So I want to pick it up with that in mind, okay, on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's see the Gemara inside, okay? Let's see the Gemara inside. Rav Shisha. Everyone got it? Let's see inside. Donnie, you take my Gemara. Use this. Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay? We missed Yossi and Donnie on Shabbos. Okay, but we missed you, Donnie. Okay, let's see the Gemara inside. Donnie, go ahead. Why don't you read? Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Everyone got it? Rav Shisha. I'd say it's about 10 lines up from the bottom. Rav Shisha, Breder of Edie. Go ahead. Chovo B'Chaveru Nami. You got it? Right here. Right here, right around 10 lines on the bottom. Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. Rav Shisha Breda Revi. Got it? Let's see. Yeah, right next to Tos Damascus of Nisra. Okay? Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead.
The third, right in the right, Tosfot Maaseh for the second Vinishrei. Go ahead. Ah, Chova b'Chaveru also Nami Mimono. Umilke. May what? Oh, what's the makor that Chol Mechera gets mom and not Malkus? Go ahead. So what do? You got a scenario, you got two guys get into a fight, a quarrel, unfortunately. And one of the two guys has his wife who's pregnant right next to him. So the Edom give the guys a straw and they say, listen, if you kill each other, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. What happens if he ends up killing the wife? There's a machlokes tanoin, niskaven laharoget zeh. Vaharoget zeh, so machlokes with your chayv or putter. We're assuming like the mandamer that says your chayv. It's an ayin tesam and alf and sanhedrin. Let's assume that we're assuming that we're halachalom ha'isa, we're chayv. We're going like that mandamer. So they gave hasra not to kill each other. And what happens if he kills the woman? The hasra still counts. Okay? And he would be chayv misa. Now when you cause a miscarriage, because you're killing the woman, also you're going to kill the fetus. That's mamo. That's called dmei vlados. So you have in that box, you have a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv mamon. You follow me? Go ahead. The matzus. What does matzus mean? Not mitzvahs. I also thought like that. It's wrong. What's matzus? Argument from the word nitzayon. It's not mitzvahs. The matzus shibimisa kasum adaber. It's talking about an argument that will engender a chiyuv misa. Go ahead. So what were we talking about? We're talking about a chiyuv misa, yes? We're talking about a chiyuv misa. So hey chidami, what's the case? Either what? If the Edom didn't give the guy hasra, why would you be chayiv misa? You never give a guy misa lesser Edom and hasra, and the guy must be mekabel the hasra. You know, the Gemara says in there, you have to say, afalpikin, I know what I'm doing, I'm going to get it. What's included in hasra? Do the Edom have to say which misa or stam you're going to get killed? Machloikis tanoim, tanakam Reb Yehuda. That might plug into the other. Machloikis, please get this down. Do you need four? The Rambam quotes the Arbi Sebez as four distinct mitzvahs. The Ramban says, what do you mean? It's all one kima, biyar tarami kirbecha. It's all one mitzvah. Machloikis, the Rambam, the Ramban barrel. Whether they're four distinct mitzvahs, the Rambam says. The Ramban says, no, it's all a kima of biyar tarami kirbecha. That might plug into whether you have to mention. Not, it doesn't plug in correctly because we paskin like the chum. You don't have to mention in the asra the misa. It theoretically would have. You follow me? It's a machloikis tanoi must be mentioned in misa. Also, there's a collector's item Rashi in Shvuas Tafchav Amaraf. The Mechaschina quotes many times. Rashi says that when you aid and give asra, they have to give the mocker in the chumash that it's aser. They have to mention the direct pasuk. That's an amazing Minchaschina. I want you to choose Tafchav. Rashi quotes. Okay, we got that? So get those two elements. Number one, it must you mention the specific Chiyuv Misa based in Nasra. Number two, Rashi says you have to mention the Mucker. So here, Lamaisa, if there's no Asra, how could you ever kill the guy? So that can't be the Pshat in the Pasuk. Go ahead, Daniel.
Very quick question.
One sec, Daniel. Go ahead.
Just a very quick question. According to Rashi,
yes,
how does he fit into the Machlokes between Tosas Red and the Tosas about, do you have to mention the specific Malacha or...
That you have no choice.
Right.
You have to say Lotasiko Malacha.
Right, so according to Rashi, you just say Lotasiko Malacha and then specify the Av of the Torah, meaning...
No, you just say Lotasiko Malacha.
Okay.
Interesting, by how it saw, or I think we had in yesterday's Parsha, Becharish and Bekatzer Tishbos. Maybe you have to mention those specifically, yeah. I don't know. But that's not under the law. You know, we're talking about Lotasiko Malacha. The stomach of Tassa Kamalaka would always
would
fit.
Suffice,
yeah,
it
would suffice.
You wouldn't have to.
Unless you say Hotsa, the Torah does say Al Yotsiyu. So maybe Hotsa you have to mention that. It's a good question. Okay. Good. Okay, go ahead, Tani. Fight. Oh, there was Hasra given. So what do you have in our box? Chiyuv Misa, go ahead. Excellent. So therefore, what was the Hasra given for? What was the Hasra given for? That if you kill someone, you're chayiv misa, yes? Is that correct? So what does that mean? But also, what does the hasra count for? Not just for chayiv misa, but also counts for what? Counts for malchus as well. Mammon, you don't need hasra. Mammon, there's no need for hasra. But in the event, let's say he doesn't kill anybody, he doesn't even kill the woman, but he kills the fetus, he's got to pay money. But if he kills the fetus, what is the potential chiyuv there? Malchus, and what else? Mammon. But he wasn't given Asra Eli for Malchus. What's the answer? Yes, he was. Because the Asra for Misa covers the what? Covers the Malchus as well. Because Malchus is lesser than Misa. It's less severe. So here we have potentially a chi of Malchus and a chi of Mammon. And what must you pay? Mammon. There we have it, a marker of Chol v'Chavero. Mammon and Malchus. Beferush Rib Satorah Mammon. How did you have this in your portrait, in your box? I'll tell you why. Because there was Asra given not to kill anybody. But Asra given not to kill anybody also includes Asra given not to what? Punch someone and hurt someone. And you don't end up killing the man or the woman, but you caused a miscarriage. You got to pay money, but you also bruised her. You bruised her body. You know, some Rishonim said that's the Isser of the Ran, says in Chulin, at least the Sitz Eliezerites. That's the Isser of abortion. What's the issue of abortion? There's Shonu Pilpul about it. Three possibilities why there's an issue of abortion. Why can't you have an abortion al pi halacha? Number, the Rambam Pashup Shad, it's Ritzicha, Isser of Ritzicha, not Chayav Misa for it, but it's an issue of Ritzicha. The Ran and Chulin says Isser Kabbalah, you're striking the woman's body. And then Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a svara that it's Otsah Zerl of Atala. There's no chiyuv misa for abortion for Jews. For non-Jews, a non-Jew that does abortion, the Gemara says, Beferet Sanhedrin is chiyuv misa. Beis Din would kill a guy. It's worse for a non-Jew to do an abortion than a Jew. It's also for a Jew as well. But it's not a chiyuv misa. You follow what I'm saying? Right. The shayla is what the issue is. It's a kosev. The Gemara says it's for a non-Jew. A filo al-barim. But that's only for Ben Noach, not for Jews. Still usher, the question is what the Isser is. Is it an Isser Ritzichis or Kabbalah or an Isser what? So that's what I'm saying here. The Asra was given here for the Misa. You follow me? The Asra was given for the Misa, but he didn't kill anybody. But the Asra will count for Malchus, which is less severe. Musul Adavra Chomer is Musul Adavra Kal. And you have in your box, well, you got to pay also for the fetus. Which one do I do? Mamon. That's exactly what it says. Go ahead. Amar Rachmane. Oh, if there's no chiyuv misa, meaning we didn't kill the woman, what do you pay? You pay the dmei vlados. You pay mamon. That's exactly what the pasuk says. So there you have it, guys. We have a makor. We have a makor that chol v'chaver is beferush Rib Satorah is mamon and not what? Mamon and not malchus. Yossi klor? You got it? That's a pshat in the Gemara. Daniel, is that clear? We just found the makor explicitly where chol v'chaver is mamon and not malchus. The Gemara challenges now. Go ahead, Donnie. Maskifla.
Maskifla, Rashi. Mimai the most of the Dover Hachamor. Have the most of the Dover Hachamor. Ilma Loa have it.
Yeah, maybe it's not true. Maybe Musul Dover Hachamor is not Musul Dover Kal. Go ahead. Why do you make that assumption? Okay, go ahead. And there's a second kasha, an old kasha. Even if you tell me that, how do you know the what? Even if you want to say it's true. That Musul Adavar Chomer is Musul Adavar Kal, but how do you know what? Go ahead, Mimai. How do you know Misa is more Chomer? Vilma? Oh, there it is. The Gemara is going to say, go ahead, maybe Malchus is more severe. The torture you get for flogging is horrible. Go ahead. Now, Ilmale with the Yud at the end means what? Get it down. Tulsa says in the beginning of the third Perek of Megillah. Ilmali with the yud at the end means if it had been. Ilmalei with an aleph at the end, Tulsa says, it means if it had not been. It fits beautifully. If it had been that they would have been kept alive for years and flogged on a daily basis, what does Rav predict? Go ahead. Oh, read again. Dama Rav Ilmalei. Dilma Malchus Chamor. If it had been that they would have been tortured, you know what they would have done? They would have bowed down to the cell and stopped this torture. And that's the proof that Malchus is more chumra than Misa. Amazing, no? That's the Gemara's challenge. Just finish up the Gemara. Go ahead, Amar Le.
Amar Le, Rasama, Bered, Ravasi, Leravashi. The Amrila, Rasama, Bered, Ravashi, Leravashi. The Lo Shani Lecha, Ben Haka, Sheyesh Lachitzava, Lehaka, Sheyin Lachitzava.
It's kind of rhetorical. Don't you think there's a difference in a car that has a kitzvah and a kashin but kitzvah? Meaning that what? How many floggings can you get maximum for Malchus from the Torah? How many? 39. Correct. That the Chumash asked our boy, the Mishnah interprets with 39, Daniel. Correct. That's fixed amount. There is no way that Malchus, which is fixed, is more severe than Misa. However, Hanani, Mishalva, Azariah, don't give me them. Because you know what? A prolonged torture over a few years, that taka might be more than Misa. So don't bring up Hanani, Mishalva, Azariah. But the Gemara at the end of the day says, black on white, what does Gemara say, Ellen? Let's get this. What does Gemara say? The Gemara clearly says that they definitely would have bowed down to the Tzelem by Nebuchadnezzar in order to what? Stop this torturing. And that was to prove that an unlimited torture, constant flogging for years on a daily basis, is worse than Misa. That premise sticks. That premise sticks. And that's the story in Daniel and Perek Gimel. Nebuchadnezzar, the Meshuggah, he was a terrible, evil man, Russia. Right? The Pesukim say he used to eat live rabbits in Daniel. He's a horrible man. Gemara Nedarim is Masber. So Russia, Gomer. He made a tselem in Bikas Beis Dura. And he said, anyone who doesn't bow down to this tselem will be thrown to the Kivshan Esh. And Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah refused to do this. They refused to bow down. Nebuchadnezzar said, throw him in the fire. And we know what happened. And this happened. Nothing happened to them at all. That's what the Pesukim elucidate in Perek Gimel of Daniel. Okay? An amazing story. So this is what the Gemara says, black and white. It's an amazing statement. No? That Rav, the great Amora, predicts that they would have bowed down to stop this unlimited torture. And that unlimited torture is worse than Misa. They actually went into the Kishon Esh, Hashem and an ace. But theoretically, Rav says this. It's hard to say. You read the Gemara, before we get into all the lumdis, it's hard to fathom this, that Rav says such a thing, no? Rav was a tzaddik, a heligam meira, but he's predicting that Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah would not have done this, they would not have gone through with the torture, and they would have bowed down. They were willing to throw themselves at Kivshan Esh, but not. Okay, we got this clear? That's the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, we got it? Let's focus. You know, I know it's hot there because it got so hot with air conditioning. But we can focus. We'll focus. Not easy, but we can do it. Okay? Yossi, you got it, Clore? You got it? I can't hear you.
A little bit, yeah.
What do you mean a little bit? You got it, you don't got it. Pay this. The Baruch is Schuchis. So what's not clear? Rav is predicting that what? That they would have bowed down to the Tzelem rather than go through this unlimited torture for years.
But Malchus isn't unlimited. Malchus has kids for it.
That's the Gemara's line that you said. So the Gemara says, Misa is much more chomer than a limited Malchus. Right. But an unlimited, an unending torture, that the Gemara sticks with that premise, might be more chomer than Misa.
When we don't give unlimited torture.
What'd you say?
We don't give unlimited torture, though. So what's the point that Rob is making?
What'd you say?
What was the point that Rob was making?
For our purposes, you're right. For our purposes in Mises Basin, we don't, in Malchus we don't give unlimited. Right. But out there in the world, right, which we're gonna get to now, right. Out there in the world it might be different. Okay? That's the answer to the Gemara. And even before you get to the answer, Donnie, you're making a good point. We're gonna see the Rashi and Tosfos inside. Even before we get to the answer to the Gemara. Let's say before you get to the answer to the Gemara. The Rishonim are bothered by, before we even what? Get to the Rashi and Tosfos, the Rishonim are bothered by what Donnie just brought up. And that is the following kasha. What's the kasha? What's the kasha, guys? What Donnie said. I want you to get this. That what? Tosfos Rosh, the Ritva, Shittim Kibetzis. For sure, Mises Chamura. What do we give a guy if he does Avodah Zarah? Or if he does Nus? Or if he does murder? What do we give a guy? Do you give Malchus or you give Misa? You give Misa. So Donnie's asking, how can I entertain this Havamita? Get that Kasha now. You're a Machavim and the Rishonim, Don, basically. So what's the answer? What's the answer to that Kasha? Everyone, Beryl, you follow the Kasha? How can the Gemara present that Malchus is more Chomer? The worst of errors in the Torah, you don't give Malchus for, you give Misa. Taisa Rosh asked that the Ritvashi didn't go, so you know what the answer is? You're right, in Dini HaTorah. In Dini HaTorah, Misa's more chomer. Objectively, on the rung of punishment, there's no doubt Misa's more chomer. But what are we talking about here? What's the topic we're talking about in the Gemara? We're talking about Hasra. We're talking about Hasra. Hasra is totally in the Dasa of any other. Which to a person hurts more? And it could very well be Yisurin hurts more than Misa. right? You know, when it comes to Misa, you know that famous pasuk in Navi by Shimshon? Shimshon was willing to die as long as other plishtim died with him. He didn't care if he was going to die. No, doesn't it say that? The pasuk is Tamos Nafshim Plishtim. Remember? When it comes to Misa, he's willing to die with the other ones. Who says when it comes to Tzuris, Yisurin, that a person's willing to do that? Maybe in the eyes of people, Yisurin is worse than Misa. And Hasra is talking about the das of people. I'm not talking about objective punishments of Dini HaTorah. There's no doubt Misa is more chomer than what? There's no doubt that Misa is more chomer than Malchus. But in Einei Adam, Legabi the Halach of Hasra, it's very possible that Malchus is much more chomer than Misa. Okay? So that answers your kasha very well. You follow what I'm saying? That answers the kasha very well. Now, we're going to try to show in Tosfos that that's not the case, okay? Tosfos doesn't seem to say like that from the other Rishonim. But that's what I want to point out from the very outset, okay? We got that, Chlor? Y'all see Chlor? Okay, let's see the Rashi there. Just one, the two Rashis on the top. Go ahead.
Yisurim
means flogging, yeah? Go ahead. Right, the government could give unlimited. That's what Nebuchadnezzar is going to do. He's going to keep them alive for years and every few hours flog them. Go ahead, about what? But Malchus has a kitzvah of arboim. So there's a finite amount. So therefore, that's the Gemara's answer. But regarding to the government, which we're going to get into now, the topic of Kiddush Hashem, it comes out from the Gemara that Yisurin is worse than Misa, which is an amazing thing. And Rav is predicting that they would have bowed down, which is a very, very, very extreme radical statement to say about Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. Okay, let's see the top tosis. We begin with that. Go ahead.
The Dilma Malchus Chamor.
Right.
Havimatzi l'shnuye mishtavra misa chamur. Shekei nitla l'anshe ir hanidachas k'damrinim aperik dala misas.
What's the Gemara? What is Tulsa saying in this Tulsus? What does Matzah L'Shinuyeh mean? What's Matzah L'Shinuyeh mean? You're able to give an answer. You could give the following answer. What could be the answer? The answer is that Misa is more Chomer. So you see from Tulsus that what? How did Tulsus interpret this Gemara, Donnie? As real Dini HaTorah, or what's told in the eyes of people? What do you see the way Tulsus interpret this? Dini HaTorah, excellent, because see that Tos is learning against the Tos HaRosh and the Rif and the Shittim Kabetzis. We're dealing with objective terminology here. We're dealing with objective terminology, and the Gemara could have answered, I'll tell you objectively, Mises more Chomer. It's hard to imagine what the Gemara's Havamina was. You know what I mean? The Gemara's Havamina was that in the government. So the Gemara answers, you know, so Tos says the Gemara could have answered what? Dini HaTorah is different. Dini HaTorah is different. Now, what does this mean, Anshe Eir Nidachas? What does that mean, Anshe Eir Nidachas? What do you mean by Anshe Eir Nidachas? Where do you see that the Torah is machber by Anshe Eir Nidachas? What's the din if an individual does avodah zarah? What's the punishment if a yachid does avodah zarah? You guys tell me, Ellie, what's the punishment if a yachid does avodah zarah? What do you say? Chayev what? Skilu. What happens if you're a community member of Eir Nidachas? What's the punishment? Sayef. It's a lower punishment. Skeel is the highest. Sreif is second. Herig is third. Chenik is the lowest. But a yachid that does avodah zarah gets skeel, but his property is not touched. What happens by Eir Nidachas? The whole city gets wiped out. But they get a lower punishment. Now you're dropping him from the highest of skeel. So the Gemara says, which one should we give him? Should we give him the real lowest, which is what? Chenik, or should we bump it up to Sayef? The Gemara says it's on Hedrin and Dafnun that we bump it up to Sayef. So it says that we want to give what? A more Chomer Misa. Sayef is they cut his head off. Herig. Herig and Sayef are synonymous. So you see that what? The Gemara could have given an answer and could have said that Misa is more Chomer. How do you see that Misa is more Chomer? Because Allah HaMaiser and actually find the Torah is Machmir. And they say, we not only do destroy the guy's mamon, but we don't give him the lower punishment of what? The lowest one of what? Chenik, we bump it up to what? Sayef. So you see that the notion of what? Of chumrah comes into play in Hilchos Eir Nidachas. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, you see that what? You see that we could have easily said that Misa is more chumrah. So you see, the Feirish lemaisa from Taisus, that the question is whether Misa is chomer or Malchus is more chomer. In Dine HaTorah. In Dine HaTorah you see this. See, according to Tosfos, according to the other Rishonim, the Shita Mekubetz is b'shem the Shita Rishonim, the Kasha doesn't start. Why doesn't the Kasha start? You couldn't give this answer because we're talking about Tosra, which is totally B'das Adam. You follow me? Tosfos, what Tosfos brings up shouldn't be make a difference. We're dealing with what's dealing with people in the eyes of what people Hasra. What does it have to do about Dini HaTorah, the Mises Rochomer? According to the Shita Yishon and the other Yishonim, Dani, that line of Tosfos doesn't even come up. You follow what I'm saying? It's not germane. You can tell me from today until tomorrow, we're talking about Hasra here. And in the eyes of people, right, Yisurin might be worse. So who cares whether Mises more Chomer? And Lamaisa, we can prove that from Erin Nidakas, where they smash the guy. We smash their property, and we bump it up a Misa. That's what I'm saying. Erin Nidakas is an interesting category because as a Yochid of Avodah Zarah, he does Skila. So he's really not getting Skila. But from the perspective, you don't give him the lowest, you bump it up the high. That's why we consider it to be what? We consider it to be a Chumrah. Okay? Because an individual only gets killed, his property's not touched. Erin Nidakas is killed, plus his property is destroyed. So that's what he means to say by saying Shekein Nidl Anshe Erin Nidakas. But what I'm pointing out is, you follow me, Pinchas, according to the other Rishonim, Shita Yishon, the Ritva, Tois HaRosh, this line in Tois doesn't get off the ground. Because Shkoyah, or you have a Bekiyas about Erin Nidakas, Misa being more Chamur Shimon. It doesn't make a difference. Because we're dealing with Hasra, which is totally what people think. And the psychology of people is done said. Okay? So that's an interesting Ha'ara, Lamaisa, I wanted to bring out. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, fine. You got it? Let's go now, Donnie. Tosfos, next Tosfos. Go ahead.
Alma mashman b'chol nafshecha ma'ari afilu hayu miyasr nesa adam b'yisurin kashin dobi the Rabbi Akiva shahayu misarkin b'sar b'misriki parza b'kol shekein le negude.
So if he says the Aleph, look in the Bach interprets it as two kashas, like you said in Seder Ezra. The Bach interprets two kashas. What are the two kashas? Number one, Chananya Mishav Azariah, who says that they were not muchan to what? To be misyaser, to go through pain, not to do avodah zarah. Basically, how does Rav say this? Rav is a tzaddik. You're right. It's a first generation Amora. Rav Tano Polik. What's the Makor and Shas? What's the Makor and Shas, Rav Tano Polik? We learned at the beginning of the semester. Chesem and Aleph. He's the only Amora can argue on a Tana. How does Rav know this? What, he was a mind reader? That Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah would not have been able to do this? That they would have bowed down if not go through this unlimited torture. Where did Rav know this from? That's a first kasha. Vo'o, the Bach adds the word vo'o. Number two is as follows. There's a chiv to be what? To give up your life. And we find that by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's flesh was combed with metal combs. Terrible tsuris. He was makabel terribus yisurim. And Lamaisa, he refused to what? He refused to do Avodah Zarah. I'm sorry. What is Tosa saying that for that? That you're mechuyev to go through Tsar to make sure that you're not going to do Avodah Zarah.
It's kind of like the same kasha.
No, but what I want to point out is follows, okay? And this is what the Pnei Yeshua points out. Please get it down. Pnei Yeshua points out, Rabbi Kiva wasn't giving his life up about Avodah Zarah. What was going on with Rabbi Kiva? They had asked her teaching Torah in public. And he was willing to give up his life on that. So it's not a direct raya. The raya is, says the Pnei Yeshua, he learns John Tosfos, that since it's from B'chol Nafshecha, B'afta Shem B'chol Nafshecha, the pasuk is including Kabbalah Yisurin. And from that pasuk, you're mechuyev to give up your life because of the Yisra Avodah Zarah, even if what? You're going to go through Yisurin. That's how the Pnei Yeshua wants to say. Now, Tosfos brings a riot from Akiva that he's Makabal Yisurin. But he's Makabal Yisurin not on Avodah Zarah, on Limud HaTorah. The answer is that since it comes B'chol Nafshecha, you have to love Hashem with all your heart and all your soul. All your heart and all your soul, B'chol Nafshecha, means I cannot do Avodah Zarah, even if it's going to require me to Makabal Yisurin. You have to Makabal Yisurin. Can never do Avodah Zarah. That's how the Pnei Yehoshua learns Pshat in the Taisus. It's a good horror. Because the story by Rabbi Kiva was talking about Shimon, you got it? The story by Rabbi Kiva was talking about Limud HaTorah. But the fact he darshens it from the Pasuk tells me that you must incur Yisurim even not to do Avodah Zarah. Beryl, you follow what I'm saying? It's a very good Arab condition. I didn't think about it, but the truth is Rabbi Kiva there was dealing with the Talmud Torah. But that, so that's the second kasha. So the two kasha are like this, Donnie. Number one, how did Rav know this? What's the makor that Hanan HaShav HaZari would have done this to stop the unlimited torture? And number two is, Al Pidin, we find by Rabbi Kiva, there's a chiyuv to be moser yourself. And to go through Yisurin, not to do Avodah Zarah. I, Rabbi Kiva, was only talking about Talmud Torah. But since his drush was v'chol nafshech, which talking about Avodah Zarah, you have to go through Yisurin, not to do Avodah Zarah. Those are two kashas. Shtark and kasha. It's mamish a shtark and kasha. Okay? We got that? Excellent. Go ahead, Donnie. Let's go. So what's Tosis Teretz?
More related to Tom. The Oso Tselem Lahaya Avodah Zarah Mamish. Elahaya Asur Lechavar HaMelech.
Ah! He says that Selim was not Avodah Zarah. The statue in Perakimel Daniel was not Avodah Zarah. It was a statue of Kavod HaMelech. Stamazoy. Guy's a Meshuggah. He wants people to honor him by bowing down to his statue. It must have been a statue of him. I think it was.
Yeah, it was.
Right? But it wasn't out of Avodah Zarah. He wasn't want to be. He didn't want to be deified. Just out of Kavod. Go ahead.
The Afapikin Hayab Kiddush Hashem. Kulatach Masru Atzman Misa. Behind you, it says
I think you pronounce it Le'elahach. Did you guys look it up? You looked it up, Ezra. Very good. What is it? Lahalach? We should have it here. I should have it here.
Le'elahach leis anan palkin v'tselem dehaba di akimas
lo niskod. Right? Is that the way you have it? Does anyone have the pasuk there? As you have it? It says, to a deity leis anan palkin. Perigimel Poskirches, La Lahak, Leislan, Anan Palkin. I'm not going to bow down to that deity. Ulitzelim to the statue, the Hava of gold, Diakemus Loniska, that stood up. I'm not going to bow down. We're not going to bow down. Mashma. Do you hear that? Because it first said Lala, deity, a god, and then it says Selim. So it's Mashma that Selim was not a what? Was not a deity. That's how he's medaic from the Poskirches. Okay, so let's put our thinking caps on. New like a lamdin. So how did they answer Tosis Kasha? What was Tosis two kashas? How did Rav know this? You know how Rav knew it? Because the whole Gemara of the Hananya Mishael Ba'azari was a Midas Hasidus, according to Tosis. It was not a Avodah Zarah. And Rav postulated, you know what? They were willing to die to do a Midas Hasidus. They are not willing to go through prolonged torture to do a Midas Hasidus. That's the svarah that Rav wants to say, which makes sense.
Which question does that answer?
That answers both kashas. Because the first kasha was, how did Rav know? The answer is, Rav knew al pi svarah, because what they did was a Midas Hasidus. And if it was a Midas Hasidus, they were willing to die on the Midas Hasidus, die for it, be thrown in the first svarah, but they weren't necessarily going to be willing to go through prolonged torture to do a Midas Hasidus. Because why is this a Midas Hasidus? Because it wasn't Avodah Zarah. It was not Avodah Zarah. It simply was not Avodah Zarah. Since it simply was not Avodah Zarah, therefore what? We're making a split. They would die for this Midas Hasidus. They wouldn't go through prolonged torture. And it answers the second kasha from Ibn Kiva because it wasn't Avodah Zarah. It was not Avodah Zarah. He tried to make a drasha from the beginning, b'chol nafshecha. V'aftas Hashem alakev b'chol nafshecha. It's not Avodah Zarah. It's not Avodah Zarah. So forever, both kashas.
See how it answers the second kasha. I don't fully see how it answers the first kasha.
Because the first kasha was, how did Rav know this? So I'm saying it's a very legitimate svara. It's no longer so radical what Rav's saying.
Whether it was Avodah Zarah or not.
No, if it's Avodah Zarah, that's a radical statement to say about Hananya Mishael Ba'azari, they would have done it. That's very radical. Now that it's not a Avodah Zarah anymore, Don, it's much more acceptable.
But it's still a leap to say
I don't that think it's such a leap. I think I'll be smart. No, they're not malachim. They were the greatest tzaddikim in the world. But Lamaisa, to go through prolonged torture for a Midas Hasidus? I mean, come on. These were the Gedolei Ador, but you know, they're not malachim. That they were willing to do.
Still making the assumption that
I understand, but I'm saying Rav is what Rav says makes a lot of sense. What Rav says makes a lot of sense. He would draw a distinction between a Midas Hasidus and something that would be Mikra Din. To interpret the Gemara like we originally did, the simple reading Gemara, is a very radical. to say that a guy would do, they would do avodah zarah, the gedolei ador? Aminas chasidus, okay, you can hear. They're dying not for aminas chasidus. But to go through prolonged torture, that's not correct.
That answer to Tosos sounds like Tosos HaRosh, though.
I don't,
it sounds more like Tosos HaRosh, that the whole, the Gemara is dealing with the psychology of the person, as opposed to the previous Tosos just talking about Al Pi Halacha.
No.
Al Pi Halacha, why would someone go...
No, because even according to... Same, it doesn't make a difference. Even Al Pi Halacha.
Why?
So I'm saying it to you. Even Al Pi Halacha, Daniel. I am saying B'davka between Halacha. So Aminas Chasidus, they're not Malachim.
Right.
In Aminas Chasidus, to go through prolonged torture, Rav's statement makes sense.
Aminas Chasidus, to give up your life also.
Yeah.
So they would have done that. It's easier, because it's easier. It's easier.
It doesn't make sense.
You die, and that's it. That's as far as that's acceptable. I think it makes sense. I think it makes
a
lot of sense. I think it makes a lot of sense. And I'm glad he mentioned it. Even within Tosa's purview, that it's objective dinei Torah, as a lamdan, al pi midas chasidus, we're willing to do that, we're willing to dial al kiddush Hashem. But to go through prolonged torture for that the Gemara Rav is saying that they wouldn't do. That's the chiddush of Rav. Yes, that's what Tais is saying. Yeah, Nachum, go ahead. But we don't know when they're going to die. They might never die. I understand. We're gonna get to that's true. We're gonna get to another terrace. Some Achronim say that, but Tais doesn't bring that up. Okay? Tais doesn't bring that up. But the Nebuchadnezzar's plan might have been years. Years. And with this realm of Midas Chasidus, that's the distinction. Daniel, you got me? Gabi, you got this? That's the Chiddush that what? That's the Chiddush that Rav wants to say within this Midas Chasidus. Now he ends up Tais, go ahead, Donnie, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like the Teretz, even though what? Even though it makes a lot of sense. Go ahead. You know what? Before you go on in the Tosfos, I want to just say a lomus. Let's get it down. Avram, you got me? Let's get this down. I want to say a lomus on this. Thank you for bringing the Shulchan Aruch, Daniel. Thank you, John. Let's not think about this point. So, Taka, why did they give up their life on Kiddush Hashem? Why were they willing to die on Kiddush Hashem and the Kivshon Esh?
Assuming it wasn't a locus.
No, it was not a Avodah Zarah, right. It's a Midas Chasidus. Why were they willing to do that?
Kiddush Hashem.
Kiddush Hashem. Everyone's saying good. Kiddush Hashem. There is a sheet I gave you of Tosfos and Shas in general. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah on Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Beis. I gave it to you. Is of the opinion, anytime there is halacha, I gave you the Tosfos, no?
Yeah.
Chav Zayin of Yisrael Maskel Yochot. Anytime, I want you to get this down, anytime there is a halacha of Yavor v'al Yehareh, Yavor v'al Yehareh. Someone takes a gun to my head and says, you better eat that quarter pounder from McDonald's, I'm going to shoot you. What's it then? I'm in private, no one's there. What's halacha? The halacha is I eat it, and I don't get killed. Can I be machmer and dal kiddush Hashem? Yes, Tosfos says. Yachol lahachmir al atzmo. Yachol lahachmir al atzmo. Right? Lamus al kiddush Hashem. Okay? So it could be that our Tosfos is Lishitoso with Tosfos General Sheet in Shas that states that you have to give up your life. That you do not have to give your life. But if I want to, I can. That's exactly what they did. It was not Avodah Zarah. So what are they going in the furnace of flame? Let's stress they didn't die. Hashem made an ace. But why did they do that? Because Tosfos Sheet is you can be Machmer al Atzmo. You follow what I'm saying? Because this was not Avodah Zarah. Now, one more point, Nachum, on this. Another lumdus on this. What might it be, though? It might not be Avodah Zarah, but what might it be? What would you call this? I would call it Marit Ayin on Avodah Zarah. People might not know this. You agree with that? People are not going to know this. Might be Marit Ayin.
And what?
People might not realize. People might think they're doing Avodah Zarah. People might think they're doing Avodah Zarah. It's possible. People might think they're doing Avodah Zarah.
If they would have been dumb.
So. Yes. Yeah. Isn't that Mar Sinai and Avodah Zarah?
Does that make more?
What's the halacha of Mar Sinai and Avodah Zarah? Machloikis Ran Rashba, whether Yarev or Yavo. And in the Ramah, in the Shulchan Aruch, let's get it down. I think it's Simon Kufnun in Yordea. He's Mekel. That we do not say Yarev or Yavo. We are Mekel. Now, what does this depend upon? What does this depend upon, whether you say Yarev or Yavo or Mar Sinai of Avodah Zarah? What do you think it depends upon? Depends upon how you view the din of Mar Sinai. Is Mar Sinai an Isser Klali or an Isser Prati? Do you know what that means? When I do something that people think I'm doing that Aveira, does that become subsumed under that Aveira? Or is it a general din of Isim Nikim, Yashem, and Yisrael? If it's an Isser Prati, then it's an Abbas Rayot of Orazorit. Rashba says Yarav Yavor. If it's Mr. Kloli, it's not one of the Shlosh Averis. So it's a Machloikis. Bless you, Daniel Machloikis. Ran Virashpa, if you say Yarog Vayavo. And it depends whether you say it's an Isser Kloli or an Isser Prati. How do you view Marasai? So what I want to suggest is two horrors here, guys. Number one, Tosu says that this was not in Avodah Zarah. If it was not in Avodah Zarah, they still were willing to die on Kiddushim, because that's Toshe Shita in general, that you can do that. It was Yavor Vayahari, because it wasn't Avodah Zarah. They wanted to be Machmer on themselves. But what was the Isser? The Isser was a Marasayan, perhaps, of Avodah Zarah. And Tosus is assuming Al Pidin that you don't have to give up your life. That's why they were Machmer on themselves. Because you hear what I'm saying? Even if you say it wasn't Avodah Zarah, I'll still get you that you still have to let yourself be killed. Not based on Avodah Zarah, based on Mar Sinai and Avodah Zarah. You hear what I'm saying? I'm saying Tosh making two assumptions. He's holding like his general sheet in Shas, and he's also holding that like that you do not have to give up your life. And what they did was what? Was the Midas Chassidus, a Chumrah on themselves. And that Chumrah on themselves they were willing to do to die, but not to have prolonged torture. You follow what I'm saying? There's a double chiddush we're saying here. I want you to cop this. Okay? We have to find the marker, but I don't want to waste time looking for the marker. But I think it's Kuf Mem Tes. Kuf Mem Ches, he says, Beferish. We have to try to find it. I didn't have time. Oh, here it is. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Kuf Nun Sif Gimel. Yesh Omrim, the Choshin, Asim, Ner Arzayin. Kegon Ninzem, Yesh Akonim Adavar. Kegon Yomus, Mo Yishte. Mutter Lishtos, the aim bezemishum Yarva Yavar. Black on white, guys. Kuf Nun Sif Gimel, Johnny. Thank you for bringing the Ramah. Quotes the Ran there against the Rashba. It depends whether our sinuses are clawly in the Soprati. Harav Agon, Rav Zalman, Nechemia, Goldberg, Shlita said, that's the same lum to Samachlodz, Balamor, and Van. Someone takes a gun to my hand and says, I want you to be Machshel, someone to do Avodah Zarah. Lifne Ivran Avodah Zarah. Is there klali or is there prati? If it's in Isser klali, I don't have to give up my life. If it's in Isser prati, it's subsumed under Avodah Zarah. It's an Abizrai. You follow me? Mar Sinai and Lifnei Eivor. The same one, is there klali or is there prati? Chatsa nachkemina by Yarav
Al Yavor. It makes more sense by Lifnei Eivor, though, because the Aveir is actually being done. By Mar Sinai, there's no Aveir actually being done.
Okay, but you're not doing the Aveir by Lifnei Eivor, though, Don. I understand, but you're not doing it.
Right.
The guy did it. I was Machshel, the guy to do it. So in the same, it's the same, similar concept. Yes, Nachum, go ahead.
It
wasn't before Hesia. The assumption was, it's a good point, the assumption was it was not before Hesia. But people might have heard about it. Maybe a few people might have seen it, but it wasn't in front of 10 Jews. Definition for Hesia is 10 Jews. Then it's a different story, right? Then it might be a different story, which we're gonna get to. But the Pashup shot is it was not in front of 10.
So
maybe a few people might have seen it, but it wasn't before Hesia. Okay?
According to Tosus, it's an Isser Klali.
According to Tosus, we want a tiny that it was not Al Pidin, Yarav Yavar. Correct. But they were being machmer on themselves. And we're making that split within the realm of Midas Hasidus. That's shot in Tosus. Yes, Shem, go ahead.
What's
Isser Klali Isser Project? Isser Klali means there's a general Isser in the Torah not to do Mar Sinai. There's a general Isser not to do Lifnei Iver. But it's not one of the Shlosh Averis, so I don't have to give my life. But if it's an Isser Prati, whatever you're being machshel a guy in, it becomes an accessory. You become an accessory to that Averis. Is surprati means translating literally in English means
a specific issue. Yeah,
so when I'm machshul a guy in that aveira, I become an accessory to that aveira. It's like I'm helping him do a vodazara. It's not that I'm generally over an Israel be favored. I break it down as if I'm being helping him do vodazara. Because whatever I'm giving off the impression that I'm doing that, we put it under the category of that specific aveira. I understand, but that's
what he's doing it.
I understand, but from my perspective, I'm not doing it. I'm being machshul a guy.
From
my perspective, but I'm giving off that impression. I understand, but giving off that impression could be zapped as an isser prati, and maybe we view it out pidin as a zambas right. Okay?
The answer,
I'm saying my leaf neighbor also, I'm not doing it. He's doing it. So from my perspective, what I do, it's the same law. I understand, but I'm not. Talk about my life. Of Yaravol Yavor. So in that sense, it's under the same category. You guys are asking good, but that's the vort. That's the terrence.
Why is Marzayin a problem at all?
No, yeah, that's the shot. Like Donnie's saying even more than that. What'd you say?
The
Yisim Nikim Yashem Yisrael. It says in Parshas Matos. You have to be clean in the eyes of Hashem and the eyes of Klal Yisrael. The Rav Zatzal said, the way Rav Shekhar told us, you're not the Bialim in your own reputation. Can't go around with an attitude, I don't care what people think I'm doing. You have to care. You can't be paranoid, but in general, you got to care. You have to care about giving off a false impression. I'm saying a few guys might have seen it. It wasn't in front of 10 Jews. It's in front of a few guys. In front of a few guys, let's say. Or people might hear about it. Whatever. It's not, but we're going to get to if we be before Hesia. Yes, Jim. Go Pinchas. Go ahead.
Just a general question. Would one have to say a bracha on this situation?
What situation?
In the situation of Chiyah, I'll kill you. Would one say a bracha or no?
Do you say a bracha on Kiddush Shem in general?
No. On the non-kosher food.
Oh, non-kosher, that's a machloikis. The Rambam Raivin. 2 days in the Rambam Rosh. If you have to eat food to save your life, do you say a bracha? Yeah. It's a machloikis. I think it's a machloikis machab ramah. Hilchos brachas. We'll look tomorrow, but it's a machloikis Rambam Rosh, whether you say a bracha. Okay? Yeah, go ahead, Daniel. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Johnny.
How can the three guys?
Kananu and Shalva Azaria.
Yeah, how can they be matmer on themselves on Mios Chasidus?
That's Tosas Sheet in general and Shas.
Yeah, and go against the pasuk b'chai b'hem.
Because there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It's a good question, but there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It itself is a mitzvah. B'chai ben, l'shiyomus b'hen, is in a case where there's no Kiddush Hashem. Right? A person's going to, like the Pinchas said, you're starving in the desert, and you only have to eat a piece of ham or bacon, that's no Kiddush Hashem there, so you eat the bacon to save your life. But in the scenario of Kiddush Hashem, there's no din of a chai b'hen. Okay?
So Midos Chasidus is
a Kiddush Hashem. Yes, talking about Kiddush Hashem, but I mean, Mazbe, it tells me two assumptions here. Okay? Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Isn't this a Shas Hashmat?
Well, the Poshup Shad Lamaisa is, I don't know if it was necessarily Shas. It's a good point, but we're assuming it's not. Shas Hashmat, we'll get to it when it's before Hesia, but the Poshup Shad, it's not. Because he allowed them to observe mitzvahs. He allowed them to observe mitzvahs. He was a machben on his covet.
The example the Rambam uses for Shas Hashmat is the Buchanetzah.
We're going to get to the Rambam. Let's get to the Rambam. In Tosis' approach, he's not assuming that it's Shas Hashmat. Okay, we'll get to the Rambam. Okay? We'll get to the Rambam. I don't think even in the Rambam we'll see it's not an example of Shas, so it's something else. Okay? Yeah, I want to try to finish this Mahalik, guys. Well, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Ezra?
That they knew they were going to survive from the Kivshon Eish, and therefore it wasn't necessarily...
They didn't know.
I mean, they say in the Pesukim beforehand.
Yeah.
They say that... When we come out of this, we're going to prove to you, make Kiddush Hashem. Uh-huh. And just in case we don't.
Okay, but right. Still, you know, there's knowing, you know what I mean?
But maybe they knew it enough. They wanted to have a backup. Just
but their knowing does not inhibit what they did. That's
correct.
What I'm saying in
Lomas. Correct, but what I'm saying
even
is
if you say you're right, you're making a good point.
That doesn't fall in with
I'm saying, but it doesn't. It's not going to change Lomas, the fact that it's a Kiddush Hashem. What did you say?
It wouldn't change the fact that Kiddush Hashem, but maybe it would change with whether they how it's proving Tosis or not.
Why?
There's a sheet that you can give up your life for a quest. Maybe if they really
didn't
know.
I don't think so. They knew, but I'm saying they knew, but they didn't know. They didn't know until they actually came out. So I'm saying, even we assume the Parsha Pshat is that, and also I can answer you also, we could reinterpret those psukim to show there was just a manifestation of their amazing amunah and be talking to Hashem. When they said that, they didn't really know. They're not malachim, they're not Navi. They might have been a Navi, but they didn't have a nevuah from Hashem. Just a manifestation of their amazing amunah and be talking to Hashem. Okay, we got it, Clor? Shim, El, you had a kasha? Yeah, real quick, go ahead.
With Paro or other rulers, and then so you know, so like you would have rulers. I think the Mechaditzer was like this also, where he would think of himself as a god. So with a statue of himself,
that statue was not Lamaisa. That statue was just a self's cover. That's a simple reading of the pasuk.
The pasuk, simple reading of the pasuk. It said worship gods. And
Let's finish the Tosfos, Tani. Go ahead. Let's see. Finish the Tosfos. Go ahead. Now Tosfos makes it. But I want you to get this down. These chiddush. Go ahead. What does Tosfos say? Go ahead. How does Tosfos get rid of it? He doesn't like it. He backs out of it because the word palchu in the Gemara, mashma that what? In the pasuk, you're right. But in the Gemara, it's mashma that he meant bona fide avodah zara. The word palchu l'tzelem means avodah zara. In the pasuk, you're right. So I want you to get that down. Close at the end seems to back out of his answer because it doesn't fit the lashon of the Gemara.
Palchin is in the pasuk also.
I understand, but he's talking about from the Gemara. If you look in the pasuk, it didn't say palchu l'tzelem. It said, La Alan Elislan Palkin, Ulitsem and David Diokimis will
niskut. It's talking about the same thing.
I understand, but in the Lashon of the Gemara, it said, Palkul lit salva. The Lashon of the Gemara is mashma that Rav held it was an Avodah Zara. He's being medayik from the Gemara, not from the Pasuk.
Why not? What I'm saying is, because it's talking about the same
thing.
Who cares if it doesn't say Palkul lit salva?
Because of what Tosa said, Ezra. What did Tosa say in the Pasuk? First he said, Aloha,
right.
And then it said, Salma. Mashma, one's a deity. And one is a tzelem, which is not a deity. In the Gemara, it didn't say la'ala. All it said, it's tzelem. Mashma, that was an avodah zara.
I understand, but both things, la'alach and the tzelem.
I understand, but don't look at that in a vacuum. That's what I'm saying. In the Pasuk of Daniel, it laid down their two tracks. There's Allah and there's Salma. That implies that Salma was l'kavod. But if you look in the Gemara, it didn't bring up la'ala. It just said pa'chul tzelem. That means the tzelem was a deity. Simplest reading of the Gemara. That's what Tosis is bothered by. Okay? That's Tosis' point. It doesn't say in the Gemara, Aloha. It only means something when what? When you have Aloha and Salma. That's how he's medayikin from the Pasuk. But in the Gemara said, Sa'apakul and Salma. It is Mashma that it was Avodah Zara. That's what Tosis is saying. Okay? Maybe you want to say, you could say, oh, maybe Pakul and Salma means Lamaisa. Just like the Pasuk and Damil, in that context, didn't mean what? Didn't mean Avodah Zara. Lamaisa could be, but the truth is, he was talking about Pachal La'ala. That's what I'm saying. So, Tosis' point, I think, is a strong point. Okay. But Tosis rejects it, and he doesn't think that that answer is a good answer. Okay. But let's start looking at the other Rishonim now. Okay? Let's start looking at the other Rishonim. You got me now? You got it, Clor? Okay, let's start looking at the other Rishonim now. Okay? If you look in the Rambam, as Daniel brought up, has a completely different opinion, okay? Which we have to go through now. Let's get it. The Rambam argues very strongly on this Tosfos. Please get it. The Rambam argues very strongly on this Tosfos. And he says, anytime there's a halacha of Yavor, Baal, Yehared, if you let yourself be killed, you are doing a terrible thing. The Rambam's phrase is, you're mischayev, b'nafsho, that you're going to be punished in Shomayim, God forbid. Scary. If someone took that gun to my head, God forbid, with a quarter pounder, and I died, I'll kid Hashem, Ram says, I'm Mishchai b'nafsho, chas v'shol. Perikei Allah ha'dalchus yisodei ha'torah. Ram is very vociferous about this, very strong. Dr. Lamb once said that Tosus and the Rama might depend upon, not that they came to their opinion based on the history of where they lived, but Tosus had all these shilas with the Crusades, and they were fighting for Yadus. So you understand why Tosus had an Ashita that say you machmer al kiddush Hashem. He wasn't saying that's how Tosus arrived at it, but it made sense. According to Ram had less shilas like this. That didn't lead the Ram to say what he said, but Lamaisa, posik is a posik. So sometimes you have to deal with different challenges. The Rambam said, no, you can't do this. You can't die al Kiddush Hashem. Mishkaya benafsho. Okay? A lot of people attacked that claim and said, oh, that Tosus, that's how Tosus got to his opinion. And that's why the Rambam guy said, no, that's not what Dr. Land meant. Sometimes a posik, wherever you live, you're affected by it. It's like the mushroom, the machleks of Moshe and Rav Yosha. Can you count a machal Shabbos nick in a minute? Rav Moshe says yes. Rav Yosha says no. Okay, they have different makoros they argue about. But Rav Moshe dealt with Yidim that weren't from. There'd be drunk guys who come into the base manager, put their hands around Rav Moshe and arms around him, say, hi, Rabbi Feinstein, good morning. You know, he dealt with everyone. To Rav Yosha, a machal Shabbos nick, he couldn't be masig. He didn't deal with the machal Shabbos nick like Rav Moshe did. I'm not saying that led to the, but a lot of times it might have a ramification. It wasn't, that's how they passed it. So that's what Dr. Lamb once told us. This machleg is Tyson the Rambam. If you look in the history, you understand Tyson's fighting for Yabs to remain alive. You understand why he allowed people to die. Okay, Kiddush Hashem to be machmer. According to the Rambam, he had less of those shilas. He felt to be Mishkai ben Afsho. So you have this machlokes Tosis in the Rambam, okay? Let me ask you, how did the Rambam learn our Gemara? I'm asking you, how did the Rambam learn our Gemara? If it's Mishchai ben Afsho, you can't say like Tosis. I'm not talking about the end of our Tosis. What Tosis rejected. Tosis held that it was not an Avodah Zarah. If it was not an Avodah Zarah, how could they die al Kiddush Hashem? How did they go into the fire? Mishchai ben Afsho. They shouldn't have even gone in the fire. What'd you say?
They knew they would come out.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. You can't say it like that, Lamais. That's just a manifestation that Ramuna be talking. No one knew what was going
to
happen.
But there was a Avodah Zarah to the Rambam.
So according to the Rambam, you must say, that's what I want you to get down, that it was a Avodah Zarah. You have to say that it was a Avodah Zarah. And therefore, halacha Lamais, because it was just a kavod, they wouldn't be justified in sacrificing their lives. So Mimela, one second. According to the Rambam, that it was a real Avodah Zarah, why do you assume that he would have bowed down to the idol rather than endured flogging? What's the pshat in Rav? According to the Rambam barrel, that it was a real Avodah Zarah. We just proved, according to the Rambam, it's a real Avodah Zarah. If it's not a real Avodah Zarah, they shouldn't have gone in the furnace of flame. Just bow down to the guy, to the statue. It's just covered. It's not Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to do that. So it must be, according to the Rambam, it was Avodah Zarah. So if it was Avodah Zarah, Lamaisa, if it was Avodah Zarah, then Nachamo, how do you assume the Rambam what? How do we assume the Rambam learned the Gemara? What's the pshat in the Gemara? Rav's statement requires clarification. Why does he assume that they would have bowed down to the idol rather than go through this unlimited torture? Al Pidin, like we go back to our kasha we said before. If it was Minas Chassidus, you can make a split that they're willing to die for it, they're not willing to endure unlimited torture. But if it's a real Avodah Zarah, how can Rav have the audacity? Taman, the Nolan. We're back to Tosis Kasha on the Rambam. How did Rav know this psychology of it? They were Tzaddik Yador. They would have died. Not only would they die, they would have endured terrible torture not to do Avodah Zarah. Now, can you follow me? According to the Rambam, how did the Rambam read this Gemara? Pinchas, you got it? Go ahead.
Can we say what Daniel said before with the Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. Not exactly. Yeah, let's get to it.
I understand the question now. If the Avodah Zarah, of course you would take the internal.
So that's the kasha according to. So what's Chad and Rav? Rav said they wouldn't. Rav said they would not. They would have bowed down not to have the unlimited torture.
Not for what? Why would they have bowed down?
Il male. It says il male nagdua lechananim shavu azaria. If they had been what? Torture, they would have bowed down to stop the torturing. How do you know that? How did Rav know that? If it was real Avodah Zarah, maybe they would have endured it and not bowed down. You understand?
Yes.
According to the Rav, it's real Avodah Zarah. How did the Rav read the Gemara? So let's see. So the Numki Yosef I gave you, the Numki Yosef in Sanhedrin, did I give you the Daf Yarif? Yes, Yud Chesem Beis Daf Yariv says like this. A little bit what Daniel and Pidduch was saying, not exactly. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch by the Ramah. Okay? The Ramah quotes this, Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Aleph. Thank you for bringing it, Johnny. Daniel, thank you for telling him. Kufnun Zayin Sif Aleph, the Ramah says the following. You with me? It's a long Ramah. We're just going to read the very end. Quotes the Nemuki Yosef. He says like this. He says, if the man is a gadol, then it's different. Okay? He says that if the man is a gadol, then it's different. Where's the... looking for the exact quote. Here it is. Edafka im rotzen lavir of mitzvah otasav im gazu shalo yikam zes ansach lakam shiharek mi yim asha tzrich lakach the rotzen liharek lakam arashus biyodo. So the Muki Yosef says, and the way the Muki Yosef says, okay, he says a little bit, you know, he doesn't quote him verbatim, that if the man is a gadol, and it'll be mashpi on the door, then Lamaisa, he should what? He should, in fact, be what? He should give up his life, even according to the Rambam. So then Muki Yosef says, even according to the Rambam, even though Mischayev Benafsho, generally, but if you are a what? If you are considered to be what? If you are considered to be a gadol, then you can what? Then you can give up your life, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? And Muki Yosef says, that I want you to get this down. What's the answer, Pinchas and Daniel? That the Rambam agrees with what? Our Tosis, that the Tselem was not Avodah Zarah. It was not Avodah Zarah. We're going back to that now. If it was not Avodah Zarah, why is it not Mischayev Benafsho? What's the answer? The answer is, Johnny, because why? Because it's a Kiddush Hashem. Because the door needed it. Shah Tzrich Lekach. They were the Gedolei HaDor. So again, so the first answer we're saying according to Muki Yosef is that even according to the Rambam, it was not on Avodah Zarah. So how could they give up their lives? They give up their lives because the door needed it. But the door needed it that they were willing to die for. But they're not willing to go through unlimited terror for it, or torture. That's the answer you want to say according to Muki Yosef, according to the Rambam. That's what you have to say.
Not Avodah Zarah again?
Yeah, according to the Rambam, we're going to mask him, it's not Avodah Zarah. What'd you say?
What can Rebbe Mazel, what's the difference between that and our answer? I mean, why would we need it?
We're saying the Rambam was holding like Tysus again. That it was not Avodah Zarah.
I mean, if it's not Avodah Zarah, but if the door must needed it because it was a shot to spot, why else was the door needed?
Yeah, so what do you mean? When you're going to say Shas HaShmad, what is that going to be?
Lamaise. About the door needing.
No, what's that going to be if it's Shas HaShmad?
Shas HaShmad, even if it's the Kalas Ben HaKalas, the Rambam says you're allowed to give.
Yeah, but what does it say in the Rambam? Rambam says Mischai Ben Afsho. No, but let's get this. I'll tell you why. Let's get this. What is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? The Shulchan Aruch Paskin's there in Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Aleph. He says if the goy is mechavin lahanas atzmo, it's us to be machmer on yourself. Did everyone just scare what I said? Let's say a guy takes a gun in my head and by me eating the quarter pounder, he's going to make a few million dollars in meat. What's the din? He's not doing to break yadus. He's doing it to make money. What's all off if I want to be machmer on myself? I cannot. But what if he's trying to break yadus? Even Bitsina, I'm allowed to be machmer. Tosfos says, even if he's mechavin la'atzmo, I'm mutter to be machmer myself. Nebuchadnezzar is mechavin la'hanos atzmo. That's the pshat.
Then Rambam in Halacha Gimel, which is two halachas later, one halacha later, the Rambam says that, but in a Shas HaShmad, like by Nebuchadnezzar, he says Nebuchadnezzar,
yeah.
So then you're allowed to give up your life for all the rules go out the window. Even if it's Bitsina and it's Anas Hasmo, you're allowed to give up your life for Shas HaShmad.
He gives
the example of Nebuchadnezzar.
I mean, he says with Farish by Daniel.
He says that even the Gzeres of Nebuchadnezzar.
So if it was before, but it wasn't. That's what I'm saying.
But all those rules of Shas HaShmad go out the window.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's talking about Hanan Mishar VaAzaria when he says that. Was he talking about Mishael?
He says Nebuchadnezzar.
Okay, I'm saying, was he talking about Hanani, Mishael, Azari? I don't think so. Because if that's the case, I don't know. Because if that's the case, what's the whole, why are all the Rishonim bothered by this in the Rambam? Then you should just say it was a double portion, that they have to let themselves be killed.
The cash on the Rambam? Who has the cash on the
Rambam? Yeah, all the Rishonim has the cash on the Rambam. The Rambam holds Mishael and Asher. Muki Yosef has this cash. They all ask the cash on the Rambam. What's the answer? I don't think he's necessarily, I think he's talking about the Shah Tzrich Lekach, maybe when he did. But this particular maisa was not to break yadus. We'll have to look at it. But what I want to bring out is that according to Tosfos, even if you're mechavin l'anos atzmo, it's mutter to be machman yourself. Nebuchadnezzar was mechavin l'anos atzmo. That's according to Shitas Atosfos. You're mechavin the Shita is mechavin the Hanos Atzma. So it comes out according to the Rambam. Let's get it. That Yavor Val Yahareg is Mishchayv Nafsho, but in this case, what was the halacha? In this case, what was the halacha? The halacha was, is that he felt the shots Rich Lekach, and they were willing to what? They were willing to pop themselves. I wish you had the Rambam there, Daniel. But okay, we'll have to look at it, Blinetta, tomorrow. But what I'm saying, you have to look at it tomorrow. What I'm saying is, Daniel, I can't believe what you're saying, because then there would be no difference between between prolonging terror and torture and death.
Why?
Because it's Shasa Shmad.
Right, so you would have to give up your life, but who says you have to endure a...
Why not? Injury? If it's a Avodah Zarah, it's a Avodah Zarah, Lamaisa. That's Taisha Shita. That's Taisha Shita.
That's not actual Avodah Zarah.
Doesn't make a difference, though. Shasa Shmad is always the Din Yarav Yavor. So you're saying Yarav Yavor only mandates you have to be killed and not go through torture.
Right.
Okay, it could be. So again, let's get it. The Muki Yosef is saying that according to the Rambam also wasn't a Avodah Zarah. So why did they give up their lives? Because the Chat Rich Lekach. They were willing to give up their lives, they weren't willing to go through unlimited terror. That's what the Muki Yosef says. The Daniel and Pinchas are suggesting that if you look in the Rambam himself, he quotes the Nebuchadnezzar as an example of Shas HaShmad. If it's an example of Shas HaShmad, then Lamaisa, you have to give up your life for it if you don't have to go through prolonged torture. Okay, that's what the Daniel and Pinchas want to say, that the Rambam might say. Okay, it could be, but what I want to bring out is the Mechaber makes a chiluk. If a guy does it lanos atzmo, then it's usher to be machmer on yourself. The guy does it for nos atzmo, it's usher to be machmer on oneself. But Tosfos is of the opinion, Lamaisa, even if he doesn't lose Atzmo, it's mutter l'hachmer l'atzmo. You can always dial Kiddush Hashem, and that's Nebuchadnezzar did it l'anos Atzmo. That's the assumption. Now, we pointed out, if you assume that Hanan Mashari v'Azariah b'Afar Hesia, what's the din about Mechavin l'anos Atzmo in a case of what? B'Afar Hesia. Let's say there are 10 Jews seeing me eat the quarter pounder. He's doing it for the millions of dollars. What's the din in that case? That's a machlokas, the Prisha and the Bach. You remember that, Daniel? The Bach says before Hesia, the Shulchan Aruch says you also cannot be machmer. Even if it's before Hesia, he's doing lanos atzmo. And the Prisha says no. The Prisha says, Allah Lamaisi could be machmer al atzmo if it's before Hesia. I want you to get that. Again, if the guy's doing lanos atzmo, then it's usher to be what? Machmer al atzmo. That's the Shita Lamaisa of the Shulchan Aruch. If he's doing the breakdown Yadus, then even Darush Mitzini, you can be machmer, right? Even though if it's a Darush Mitzini, you can be machmer on oneself. The Darush is not before Hesia. Darush Mitzini, if he's doing Lanos Atzmo, Tosfos says, the Machaber says it makes a difference. Darush Mitzini, what's it then? Let's get it again. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? If it's a Darush Mitzini, the guy's doing Lanos Atzmo, the goy. If it's Mitzini, according to the Machaber, you're not allowed to be machmer on yourself. If he's doing a breakdown Yadis with Mitzina, you can't be machmer on yourself. It's not for Hesia, but Lamaisa is trying to break down Yadis. According to Tosfos, it doesn't make a difference. Tosfos says it's Mitzina, you never can be machmer on yourself. Even if he's mechavin what? Lahanos Atzmo Lamaisa. According to Tosfos, you can be machmer on yourself even if he's doing Lahanos Atzmo. According to Tosfos, you can be machmer on yourself all the time. That's our Tosfos. Tosfos was assuming that Nebuchadnezzar did it for his own cover. Okay? He wasn't doing a lot. He did only Lanos Atzmo. So again, the Mechaber, according to Tosfos, you can always be Machmer on yourself. Mechaber says you can only be Machmer on yourself when he's trying to be Mavral Daito. If you're doing Lanos Atzmo, you can't be Machmer. There's a Machloikis Jani between the Bach and the Prisha before Hesia if he's doing it Lanos Atzmo. The Prisha says it's Mutter to be Machmer on Atzmo. The Bach says still it's Usser. He's doing it Lanos Atzmo. Remember we mentioned that Machloikis, the Bach and the Prisha, the Mishamel quotes that Machloikis. The Svar of the Prisha might be is because, you know, it's before Hesia, you know, I mean, anything before Hesia is not a good thing. So even though he's doing Lanos Atzmo, but in the public eye, it doesn't look good. So you can be machmer on oneself. But Lamaisa, that's the machlokes. So, and then Daniel and Pinchas are pointing out, if you look in the Ram itself, the Rambam, if we view it as Shas HaShmad, Tosfos clearly didn't view it as Shas HaShmad. The Ram, Pinchas and Daniel want to say the Ram viewed it as Shas HaShmad. Shas HaShmad, that's good, fine. Shasha Shema, they have to give up their life, but they're not willing to go through prolonged torture or tear, which itself is a chiddush, Daniel. If you say it like that, that's a chiddush to say, because I would have said Shasha Shema, everything goes. You have to even die with the prolonged terror, you know? But okay, that's a chiddush what you're saying. Well, let's look at it, okay? Let's look at it. But let's get to some other terutz before we get to the your kashas. Real quick.
Maris Ayin doesn't trump Hanas Atma?
In which case?
Meaning you're going to say Hanas, if it's for the guys...
No, we pass in Maris Ayin Yavor Vayahari. We don't hold like the Rosh. We hold like the Ron. Okay? We hold you don't have to give up your life.
Okay.
We do not.
Don't. Oh, okay.
That's what I said from the Ramah. Right, you don't. That's how I set up Tyson. That's why they're being machmer on themselves. Right? They didn't have to. We were assuming Tosfos says you don't have to give up your life, like the Ramah. Okay, now what's a few other answers in the Rishonim here on this? Let's get it. The Shita Mikubetzis quotes an opinion, amazing Shita. It's a very, very, very remarkable opinion. I quoted this. Did you look inside? Ubukun Tracen. The Shita Mikubetzis Masukun Tracen quotes Rabbi Eliezer, one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Eliezer. What does he say? Amazing thing. He says that what? Brutal torture is taka worse than misa. And you, if you can't bear it, you're permitted even to do avodah zara. It's an amazing shita. In a chanami, to that degree. You see from Rav, no, we don't paskin like, but that's Rav's statement. Rav's statement, he held according to this contrason, that you could actually do the gimel averis if you cannot bear the torture, which is a phenomenal chiddush. No, no, unlimited. Gemara said that different than the Malkus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unlimited, you could actually engage in the Gimel of Eruv, which is a stunning, stunning Kiddush, but I want you to get that Shita. We don't Paskin like it, but that's a Shita Lamaisa that exists, okay? It's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous Kiddush, okay? Now, the truth is, and I want you to get this down, this brings up your point, Nachum, according to the Shita. What's the story with what, with Rabbi Kiva then? What do you say with Rabbi Kiva? If this sheet is right, why did Rabbi Kiva, you know? Because Rabbi Kiva, the story with Rabbi Kiva, he was Makabal the Yisurim, that was what, he died quickly. That was a lot, that was not prolonged. It was going to be immediate, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says. But a kah without a misa that might last years and years, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, takir na mechuyiv. You're talking Amachuyiv. You could do the three Averis. It's an amazing Kiddush. And don't ask me a kasha on Rabbi Kiva on this sheet to Rishonim, because Rabbi Kiva, he died, it was instant. It wouldn't have been prolonged. That sheet would say if it would have been prolonged, maybe Rabbi Kiva would have done it, which is hard to say, but that's what that sheet would say. We don't accept the sheet, but you got to know the sheet is in Rishonim. That the sheet is contracing. B'shem Rabbi Eliezer. Okay? That's how Rabbi Yaakov Emden wants to say the pshat. Okay? We got this? We normally assume like who? Like the Rabbeinu Tam, that it wasn't Avodah Zarah. What do you get out of Rabbeinu Tam? In our Tosa, what do you get out of Rabbeinu Tam? That it wasn't Avodah Zarah. But if it would have been Avodah Zarah, not only have to let yourself be killed, you have to go through prolonged torture. We paskin pass just like the Rabbeinu Tam. But this is again a new sheet in the Rishon, the Contrason. Okay. Also, I wanted you to see the Ra'ah. What is the Ra'ah quote? What does the Ra'ah say? The Ra'ah says as follows. The Ra'ah, the Ritva actually says what we just said. We paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. But what does the Ra'ah say? The Ra'ah says like this, okay? Ra'ah says like this. You know, and he quotes here the Rambam saying that Chananim Sarazar was a Avodah Zarah Mamish. He says the Rambam writes that. So, you know what I mean? We got to look at that Rambam. The way he quotes the Rambam is that it was a Avodah Zarah, not Shasha Shema. You follow me, Pinchas? He quotes the Rambam saying that it was Avodah Zarah, like we said it, not as being Shasa Shmad. So I don't know, Lamaisi. And the Vilna Gaon points out that our Tosfos is cholik on the Rambam, Kufnin Zayin Siv Gimel. And that's why the Shas is Siv Gon Beit, the Shem the Beis Yosef. If you're Adam Gadol and you're a Shemaim and the door is Paritz, you can be Kadashim Shemaim, even according to what? Even according to the Rambam. So I don't know, when he quotes the Vuchanetzah, maybe he meant that was an example of Avodah Zarah, not as Shasa Shmad, okay? That's the way he quotes it here to the Var Yaakov. Okay, well, let's see it. Listen to this, guys. The Ra'ah quotes an amazing message. Who was the Navi at that time, besides Hanana, Mashai, and Azariah? Yechezkel. You know what Yechezkel told them? Yechezkel told them they should get out of there. Escape Bava. And therefore, they decided to remain in Bava and sanctify, do Kiddush Hashem. So what did Rav say? Their choice to remain in Bava was risky. right? Because what Nebuchadnezzar what had subjected them to severe torture, they wouldn't have been able to endure. So what is he saying? Rav's not making a halachic statement, guys, says the Ra'ah. Rav's not saying halachically you can do avodah zarah in face of severe torture. He's merely commenting that everyone's human. And you know what? They should have escaped not to get in that scenario. They should have listened to Yechezkel, because it's very possible they would not have been able to endure it, and they would have done avodah zarah. So memele, it's not a statement of a psak. It's like a derech guzma. You follow me? It's like a rhetorical statement. That's the sheet of the Ra'ah. It's a beautiful, beautiful line. It's derech guzma. You can't learn a heter from here, al-pidin. In fact, he quotes Yesh Orman, the Rav said, B'loshen bitmia. He didn't mean it literally. You think they would have done such a thing? You know what I'm saying? He's saying it, you know, he's saying, do you think they would have done such a thing? You never know. He's saying maybe yes, maybe not. He's not making a halachic statement. But I'll tell you one thing, they should have listened to Yechezkel and gotten out of bubble. So he's not making a halachic statement. I want you to get that down. If you say like this, Ra'ah, I want to say a chiddush. There's a Chuvis Maram Rutenberg, one of the great Rishonim, Simon Tov Kuf Yud Zion, that states, the Maram Rutenberg says, when a person dies al Kiddush Hashem, you don't feel anything. You don't feel anything. That's what he says. He says, we've seen people die al Kiddush Hashem, they don't scream at all. They're being burnt al Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Maram Rutenberg, he had Ruch HaKadosh, you have to say. He says, he feels that way. So you know what everyone asks on the Maram Rutenberg? From our Gemara. It says in the Gemara, right? The Gemara seems to be very difficult, no? From the statement of Rav. What does Rav say? That the pain is so bad that what? They wouldn't have even done it. No? So what's the answer? So Rav's against... So how can the Maram Rutenberg say such a thing? Against the Gemara. Now can you follow me?
They wouldn't have died.
How can the Rishon say such a thing? What'd you say?
Maybe they wouldn't have died in that scenario.
Could be, but he's saying that, okay, let's say eventually they would have died, let's say years later, but it seems to be that anytime you engage in it with Shema and you're a high madrig, you don't feel any tzar. Seems from this Gemara not that way. So the answer is no, Rav didn't mean it. Rav just saying maybe. If you say like the Ra'ah, it's not against the Maram Rutenberg. The Rav's saying maybe, yes, maybe not, I don't know. The Maram Rutenberg say, well, you know what, I'm not against the Gemara.
What are the 10 Rabbanim that died on Kiddush Hashem and one of the, I forgot which one.
Sar Arugim Alkus.
Yeah, sorry, when he reached Mokum of his tefillin, so he started screaming and everything.
It's a good kasha.
And all
that's a medrash against this Maram Rutenberg. Good kasha, Ezra. I hear you. We say it in Yom Kippur.
Maybe he wasn't screaming in pain. Maybe he was screaming in tefillin.
All 10 of them didn't have any pain whatsoever.
Good. I don't know. It's a good point, Ezra. It's a good kasha. Could be what Daniel said, but I thought the expression was he screamed at Tsar, no? Please, wasn't that the Lashon? Elu Esker, we say in the middle of Musaf in Yom Kippur. It's good kasha. So it'd be against the Medrash. It would be against that Medrash to Maram Rutenberg. I was just thinking, though, if you say to Maram Rutenberg, he wants to say the Aladaf, that you can answer that kasha. That he didn't really literally mean it. Okay. Interesting, Lamais. It's interesting. An interesting Kiddush that you want to suggest, Lamais. So the pshat is, so up till now, what do we have? We have Rabbeinu Tam who wasn't a Avodah Zarah, even though Tosus concludes that what? Tosus concludes that that Lamaisa seems difficult. The Rambam, we want to say what? Also was not what? Was not Avodah Zarah. And the reason why they were able to dial Kiddush Hashem is not because he was the Gadol Hador. He was the Gadol Hador, Halacha Lamaisa. Then we have the Pshat of the Shittim Gubetz, Hashem, the Contrash, Hashem, Rav Elazar, that says you can't talk and do it. You can do Avodah Zarah, the three Averis, at least Avodah Zarah. We don't know about the other two. Maybe you could say limited to Avodah Zarah. You know what I mean? To make sure you don't go through the torture. And then the Avraah, the statement was just a questionable statement. He was just really saying they were wrong for what not listening to Yechezkel to leave. So that's considered to be a chiddush. But what I want to bring out here, I want to bring you two rayas from Shas that also was not a Avodah Zarah. Even though it doesn't fit the Lashon in the Gemara and Ksubis, but it answers the last line of Tosfos. Two other Gemaras and Shas that it was not Avodah Zarah, this statue. Let's get it. The first Gemara is a Gemara M'sachem Anun Gimel M'beis. You know, the frogs made a Kavah Chomer from Hananel M'shaya V'Azariah. Just like Hananel M'shaya V'Azariah are what? They drew a Kavah Chomer. Hananel M'shaya V'Azariah drew a Kavah Chomer from the frogs. The frogs in Rav Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem went into the ovens and died in Mitzrayim. How much more so that we're mitzuv in Kiddush Hashem? Let me ask you a question. Why do they need to draw a Kavach Omer? That's him Sochem Nun Gimel Amid Beis. What do you need to draw a Kavach Omer for? What do you need to draw a Kavach Omer for? It's Beferish Adin. Avodah Zarah you can't do. Must be, it wasn't Avodah Zarah. It was not Avodah Zarah. That's a good Raya, no? It's a very good Raya. Very strong Raya.
Where does it say that they made the Kavach Omer?
Nun Gimel Amid Beis Im Sochem. Hanani Mashazah drew a Kavach Omer from the what? From the frogs. Okay? It's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Halacha l'maaseh. Tremendous chiddush. Okay, but it makes a lot of sense. Okay? Makes a lot of sense. Now, Tosfos Nimsachim, and Daf Nun Negimel Amabez B'Shem, the Reed says it was a Avodah Zarah. It was. Machlech Rabbeinu Tam Reed. Rabbeinu Tam says it wasn't a Avodah Zarah. The Reed says it was a Avodah Zarah. So what's the pshat? He said they should have escaped. They should have escaped. Efshalem Livrachim Ratzu. They should have escaped. The mama should have escaped. So that was the what? That was the Kavach Omer. The Kavach Omer was the frogs didn't escape, so why should we? But it was a Avodah Zarah. That's the way you could get out of that Gemara. If you learn like the Re. But the simplest reading Gemara seems to say it wasn't Avodah Zarah, was not an Avodah Zarah. And I'll give you one other Gemara. Psachim and Gimelim and Beis. The other Gemara is a Gemara in Shah in Avodah Zarah Gimel Amud Aleph. Nimrod, let him come testify that Avram didn't mishtachav al Avodah Zarah. Let Nebuchadnezzar come and testify that Hanan Avodah Zarah did not mishtachav al Tzelem. It says about Avram Avodah Zarah. The next line it says Tzelem. Doesn't that imply that it was not Avodah Zarah? Lashon HaGemara. It's a beautiful deal, no? I couldn't believe this.
It's according to the Pasuk.
No, but the Gemara is saying Yavo Nimrod v'Yoyed v'Avram shlishtachav l'Avodah Zarah. Yavo Nebuchadnezzar v'Yoyed v'Chanam shlishtachav l'Avodah Zarah shlishtachav l'Tzelem. Why does it change the Lashon? Okay. All right. Okay. If you interpret the Gemara literally, it could be another that the Tzelem was not Avodah Zarah. Plus the fact the matter said Chanam shlishtachav l'Avodah Zarah said to Yecheskel, he said, why should we leave? You want all the people telling that the Jewish people bow down to this? We want people saying the Jewish people don't want to bow down. You know what I mean? If we escape, people won't say that. It's also Masu wasn't a Avodah Zarah. You know, it was not a Avodah Zarah. Those three, that Medrash also implies it wasn't a Avodah Zarah. It was not.
In the Medrash about Avram.
What'd you say?
What's the Lashon in the Medrash about Avram? I don't think it says
Avodah Zarah. Yavo Nimrod v'yoyed b'Avram shelo ishtachavel
l'Avodah Zarah. It's like in the Medrash that it's quoting.
The Gemara says Avodah Zarah. It's quoting it verbatim. Yeah. So you see from those Gemaras that it was not what? Was not considered to be an Avodah Zarah. So Lamaisa, so the Gemara Sachin. So the truth of the matter is, the Shita Megubetzis says that people might make a mistake and think it was Avodah Zarah. So because of the Kiddush Hashem, they didn't bow down, like we said. I mean, the Chiddush Aran says in Sachin that since they saw that their Mechuvin Harbos Kfor Atzmo, Lamaik Kavod Shemaim, they gave over themselves to Kiv Shanesh from the Kavach Omer. That's what the Chiddush Rabbeinu David says. But it was not really a real Avodah Zarah. The Sfasemis asks, if it was not an Avodah Zarah, so what does the Gemara say? They learned a Kavach Omer from the Sfardeya. You follow me? If it was not an Avodah Zarah, which proved that it was not an Avodah Zarah, that's why I needed a Kavach Omer. Sfasemis says, if it wasn't an Avodah Zarah, what does the Gemara say? Lamnu mi Kavach Omer Sfardeya. Shein mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem. Kavach Omer mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem. It's not Avodah Zarah, so what's the pshat? The Teretz is anu mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem if people think we're doing Avodah Zarah. Yesh v'achmer v'chol mitzvah kala. Kind of like what you were saying. It's kind of like Shas HaShmad, that it looks bad. It kind of looks bad. Yeah. I don't know if it's supported, but it kind of looks bad. Maybe you could say like that, that it would be, that it was Lamaisa. But the Poshup Shat in the Gemara was not in the Avodah Zarah. That's the Poshup Shat in the Gemara. Yes, go ahead, Johnny. What do you say?
It seems the majority of Gemaras, I'm sure, hold that it wasn't Avodah Zarah. How do they read just stand the puzzle? You have two words here, Lo'acha and Ulitzelim. Where it seems like...
No, Allah means a deity. Tzelem just means a statue. It's not an Avodah Zarah. That's
the way it's learned. Lecha means your God. Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to worship his gods.
No, it means deity. They're not going to bow down to them. They're not going to bow down to itself. Now, Tzelem is not an Avodah Zarah.
What about bow down to the deity? Wouldn't that be Avodah Zarah?
No, but they were just saying in general, we're not going to do. We're not bowing down to other gods except Hashem and also to your Tzelem. That implies that the Tzelem was not an Avodah Zarah.
I saw a couple of psukim before this that like Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to. He said, "I heard you didn't bow down to my gods and the Tzelem." Like,
right.
They keep using that law. It seems like there was a Avodah Zarah aspect.
But I'm saying that Tselem itself was not Avodah Zarah, you see from that.
I know that Tselem, but I'm saying the Lelohecha.
So what's wrong with that? That
would that be Avodah Zarah?
Of course it was Avodah Zarah. They didn't do that. But I'm saying what Rav was referring to was that Tselem specifically of Nebuchadnezzar, which was not an Avodah Zarah. That's the whole lumbus of these Rishonim. In a Hanami, of course, they didn't do Avodah Zarah. Yeah, go ahead, Shimon.
Back to the Ra'ah.
Yes.
If you say that Rav said it, what's the question of Rashi?
No, because he's saying maybe. Maybe Dilma, maybe Malchus is more severe than Misa. And he says maybe Hanani and Sharia might have not endured it, and they might have done the Avodah Zarah not to endure it.
How do you bring that as a...
Okay, Shimon's making a good point. The Gemara is not as smooth, but it's not bad. It's not bad. You can just say it's perhaps Malchus is worse, and I'll tell you, I think Hanani and Sharia might have endured it, perhaps. That's what he's saying. Perhaps. You're right, it's a good point. It doesn't read as well in the Gemara. But it's possible to suggest like that. So what we bring out from all this, we got to close, is that you see from this Gemara, I want you to get this, Lamaisa, the Hanani, Mishael, Azari, just without getting into all the other topics that we did in the first period, just shot in the Gemara by Hanani, Mishael, Azari, it's a tremendous, what comes out of tremendous Nafkamina Ladina. Tremendous Nafkamina Ladina. And we'll just close with the following. Why didn't they just bow down in Mechavin L'Shem Shamayim? Why did they just do that? What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? Pnei Yeshua says, if you're mishtachavet to an akum, and your libo is l'shamayim, what's the din? It's not Avodah Zarah. So why didn't they just do that? Pnei Yeshua says, even if it was Avodah Zarah. So the Pnei Yeshua says, since it was a shemitz of Avodah Zarah, people would not know that, it's an abizrayu. He doesn't speak out what we said. We would say that it's an abizrayu to Avodah Zarah. It's Mar Sinai, and there would be din of Yaravol Yavor. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, but that's not going with Tosis. Tosis, we said, held that we would not say Yaravol Yavor. Okay? Pnei Yeshua is asking on Tosis, and he gives that answer, but I don't think that would be a good answer, because Tosis Lashitasa holds that you don't say Yaravol Yavor on Mar Sinai. You know? So I'm not sure if that answer would be good. So we're back to the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Why didn't they just do that? I'm saying within Tosis, I think Tosis held that Yarvol Yavor, you don't say by Mar Sinai. That's why I viewed it as a bonus that what they did. But the Yeshua is right here. He says, let them have an Ibul Shamayim. Teretz says, no, there's a Shemitz of Avodah Zarah. So maybe he doesn't mean Mar Sinai, but Lachur, that's what he means. So we're saying that that's an interesting shot, but we're saying it's difficult. And the last point I want to just point out is from the Shittim Mekubetz on the Kitzbah Nochem. The Shittim Mekubetz, it says, it's possible you might get less makis when you're dealing with Nebuchadnezzar, but you don't know. And the unknown is what's so difficult. And when it's an unknown, it could last 2 years, it could be a day. But since there's a possibility to be 2 years, it's unbearable. And you, God forbid, might have done Avodah Zarah. But at least you know what the makis is, 39, and that's it. When you know there's an end, you can get through it. That's how the sheep is mazbir the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, Yasha Koyf to everyone. It's great having you on Shabbos. Sorry we went over. Tomorrow we start gear cutting, Mr. Shem. Yud Aleph from an Aleph, okay? Maybe we'll do a few lines of that Mishnah real quickly on Yud Aleph and Beis about Almon, Al Shem Monday, and then we got to start gear cutting. Okay, have a good day. I think it's too early for Mincha, no? 160, 117. Okay, have a good day, guys. Good to have a Shabbos. Hopefully we'll get the heat up, get that thing care of. Because it went up to 50 today, so the heat, we don't need to heat anymore.